We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's up, man?
Hey!
Morning, Jeremy.
How's it going? Got the fellas in. Danger, Battaglia from the sports bar at ESPN Rochester, where they host the afternoon show, Your Home. For all things Buffalo Bills. Man, you guys nailed it last week. I was so mad at y'all after y'all left our studio when you told us how bad the game was going to be. And I was like, what a bunch of wet blankets. But holy crap, y'all were right.
No, I said only two touchdowns, Jeremy. It was 44 points. No. It was worse than I thought.
Big turnaround this week? Please say yes.
No.
I don't hate the Bills this week. I'm going to say that. I don't hate them this week. I think there's a lot of factors that could lead to them surprising people and upsetting the Chargers.
Now
the Chargers,
we're talking.
The Chargers have to travel from the West Coast. Early kickoff for a West Coast team. They usually don't do well when that happens. And the Chargers make a lot of mistakes, a lot of mental errors, a lot of drops, a lot of penalties, bad missed field goals. Little things like that have always hurt that team. They just don't always close. That said, I still think the Chargers will win, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills shock the Chargers.
So we're going to get a moral victory this week. The dreaded moral victory.
Well, listen, I mean, anything is an improvement from last week, House. I mean, if the rookie comes in and throws for a few touchdowns, you're going to feel a lot better than you did a week ago.
Yeah, and look, you know me. I'm more of a fan than analyst. I would rather watch us lose 30-whatever-3 with Josh Allen at quarterback than with Peterman. At least there's some action there for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, with Nate Peterman, we're just wasting time, right? The more talented quarterback is Josh Allen. Is he ready or not? I don't know. You don't know. Let's find out. And again, like you said, 30-3, at least we'll be a step closer to finding out, is this kid going to be the kid?
Yeah. Can you guys tell me why Coach McDermott was so apologetic, it seemingly, when he made the announcement this week?
I don't know that he was apologetic. It's just bad mood. I mean, he just sounded really angry. That almost like a guy that didn't want to have to make that decision or was told to make a decision he didn't want to make. But there's also another factor there, too, and this is something that we know about the Sean McDermott era Buffalo Bills, is that they're very tight-lipped and there aren't a lot of leaks to the media. Well, this report of Josh Allen getting the starting nod was reported first by Chris Mortensen of ESPN. So somebody within the organization got to the media, reported it before his press conference, and that alone might have been enough to make him a little bit sour while delivering the news that Josh Allen was going to be the week one starter.
Plus, McDermott is the type of guy I think we've learned here in a year. He will not admit he made a mistake. And starting Nate Peterman week one, or maybe he had a hand in trading AJ McCarron, mistake. We all know somebody that is, I personally like people that will say, hey, you know what, I screwed up, let's move on. He's not that type of guy, so that's why he was so salty, Jeremy.
All right, because it was like he almost made the announcement in a defensive way so that nobody would ask him a question.
That's right.
Well, because he ended it with the, I'm not going to say anything else about it.
And he said that it may not be a permanent decision.
Oh, come on. How much confidence does that give your rookie quarterback going into the home opener?
Can you imagine if Nate Peterman came out of the tunnel on Sunday as the starter? The crowd would have half the crowd would have walked right out.
It would have looked like the fall of Rome.
Oh, my God.
Terrible.
All right, you guys got a minute? We haven't done our newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
Weekly newspaper pools. So we do this each and every week. We all put money in a hat, and we try to correctly guess what the recap picture will be of the Bills game on Monday morning. So put your thinking caps on, and we'll get our guesses in right after this. Hang on. All right, ladies first. This is how it goes. Everybody puts their money in the pot, all right? All right. And we are going to pick who we think is going to be on the cover of the sports page Monday morning after the Bills game. TJ won last week. She picked Nate Peterman and took home all the money. So we're starting for scratch here. You have first round pick, TJ.
Pick. Take him again.
Benjamin. I would like to go with Benjamin. Kelvin.
Okay, good. All right, I was waiting to see if she knew. All right, lock her in at a Kelvin Benjamin. Would you like to say why?
Because he's a good receiver that hopefully our this new impressive quarterback is going to be able to get the ball to him.
Okay, we'll all laugh to ourselves for a little bit. Danger. Mike Danger from the sports bar.
I don't know about this pool that we got going on here. I'm so upset that my pick last week didn't even make the field. I mean, I should get something for picking Vontae Davis last week when he was inactive on game day.
Pick two players. Pick two players this week.
No.
It's fine. Listen, you know what? I'm going Vontae Davis again. I'm going again. That's how confidently I feel that not only is he going to play, he's going to play horribly. They're going to feel bad that they made him inactive last week. They're going to put him, you're going to see the back of his jersey on the front page of the sports section.
I feel all like right. he's not taking our contest seriously.
That's all right. I'm in it to win it. I want the money. Gino.
First, a disclaimer. There is no insider trading here because I have friends over in that department. So there's always that loophole where I would know. I'm sorry. It's an obvious pick this week. Whether he does good or whether he does bad, what's everybody going to be talking about Monday morning? It's the quarterback. The choice is, and you can give me the money right now, Josh Allen.
Yeah, that's a good one. House?
I am going to take a guy to whom he is going to throw a touchdown pass, tight end Jason Kroom.
Oh, what a
deep,
dark sleeper.
Deep cut. Deep cut.
Whoa. Yep.
I like it.
Is he on the practice squad?
No, he caught a
he's like a real guy?
Yeah. He made the team.
Had a great preseason.
All right. I'm going with Murphy.
Marcus Murphy.
Marcus Murphy. I have him breaking off a long run.
I had him and I crossed him off.
Yeah.
That's a good choice. All right.
Everybody's in. Everybody good. Everybody locked in.
Nobody
here?
Said shady. That was interesting.
Go individuals. That's what I'm saying. All right. The heck with the team.
All right. They are Danger and Battaglia. They host the Sports Bar 3 to 6 on AM 950 and 95.7 FM ESPN Rochester. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.